And at 7:06, we have clear to partly cloudy skies. It's 50 degrees. We look forward to mostly sunny here today with the windy conditions as well, a high around 78. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. A truck driver from South Dakota died early Friday morning in Fremont County when he was struck by a vehicle on Interstate 29. The Iowa State Patrol's 34-year-old Christopher Vonderleith of Sioux Falls, South Dakota, was partially in the right lane changing a flat tire on the left side of a 2001 Freightliner semi he was driving when he was struck by a 2008 Chrysler van. The man died at the scene of the accident that happened around 5:40 a.m., about a quarter mile south of the Thurman exit. Officials said the semi was parked on the shoulder of the interstate facing southbound and had its four-way flashers on, but the van's driver, 49-year-old Roger Norton Sr. of Bellevue, Nebraska, failed to see Vonderleith in the traveled portion of the road. No charges will be filed. A three-vehicle collision in Montgomery County late Friday morning caused a total of $25,400 damage, but no one was injured. The Sheriff's Department reports vehicles driven by 41-year-old Denise Reed of Clarinda, 34-year-old Gregory Franzen of Omaha, and 81-year-old Robert Randolph of Council Bluffs collided at around 11:50 a.m. near the intersection of Highway 34 and 4th Street. Officials say Reed's eastbound 2011 Toyota Camry had slowed and then stopped for a vehicle in front of her that was turning left onto northbound 4th Street. Franzen's 2013 Ford Fusion came to a stop behind the Toyota, but Randolph failed to notice Franzen's vehicle was stopped until it was too late. He tried to stop, but hit Randolph's, but Randolph's 2008 Ford truck hit Franzen's vehicle in the rear, causing that vehicle to be pushed into the rear of the Camry. Authorities cited Robert Randolph for following too closely. Authorities in Fremont County report a Shenandoah man was arrested Friday following an investigation into an accident. Deputies were called to the 2300 block of 330th Avenue for a report of a vehicle in the ditch. Upon arrival, deputies saw a 1996 Dodge Ram pickup on its side in the southbound ditch. The driver, 25-year-old Travis Hoyt of Shenandoah, was taken into custody. Hoyt was charged with OWI third offense, use of an electronic communication device while driving, open container, failure to provide proof of or hold insurance, and failure to maintain control. Hoyt was brought to the Fremont County Jail and later released on nearly $7,000 bond. Sheriff's officials in Page County say one person suffered possible unknown injuries during a single vehicle accident that took place Thursday evening. In a report released Friday, authorities said 16-year-old Jennifer Guillon of Maryville, Missouri, was transported to the hospital in Shenandoah after the 2004 Chevy Impala she was driving went out of control on Hackberry Avenue just south of 280th Street. When the car drifted off to the shoulder, the teen overcorrected. The car then skidded across the road, entered the west ditch, and rolled twice before coming to rest on its wheels. The accident happened around 7:50 p.m. Thursday. Guillon was cited for failure to maintain control. In other news, 23 nonprofit agencies in Cass County have received a total of $110,139 in grants from the Cass County Community Foundation. CCCF Chair Nicholas Hunt says organizations in Cass County that submitted their applications for funds by the February 1st deadline were eligible for the grants. Among the grant recipients was Iowa Western Community College Foundation, which received $18,000 for furnishings and equipment for the Student Activity Center. The City of Messina received $9,000 to create a veterans memorial section in the city park. The Cass County Historical Museum received $8,000 from the Cass County Community Foundation for continued renovation of an annex. The Center for Advancement of Self-Sufficiency Incorporated received $7,000 for computer labs in four classrooms. Atlantic Parks and Recreation Department received a $6,000 grant for a new softball scoreboard and new water and basketball and volleyball equipment for the pool. The Lewis First Responders and Firefighters Association received $6,000 for turnout gear. And the Nishna Valley Family YMCA here in Atlantic received $6,000 for a Scout high lift, transport cart, and pool access chairs, while the Parkinson's Support Group here in Atlantic received $6,000 for two Espresso HD bikes. Also, speaking of health, the Anita Foundation's Health and Wellness Center received $5,000 from the Cass County Community Foundation for some weight equipment. You can see the rest of the list under the same story on our website at KJAN.com. Just click on the news tab. All the grantees, by the way, met the criteria as Cass County nonprofit agencies or organizations with charitable missions in areas of civic, cultural, health, education, and social services. The grant recipients received their checks yesterday. And in a follow-up to our story last month about efforts to organize a freedom flight for veterans to Washington, D.C., event coordinator Steve Livengood, a retired veteran himself, says the date for the flight has been set and there are still plenty of seats available.
We've set the dates, 16, 17 June. It's a one-day trip to D.C., but I stress the 16th, and I'll kind of give you a rough itinerary. We're going to have an honor dinner out at the community center here at the fairgrounds in Atlantic. Starts at about 5:30 on the 16th. That's a Monday evening. That ought to go until for 2 hours or so, till about 7:30. After that, we'll get on a bus. We'll drive to Des Moines and get in a motel. Put them to bed, 9:30, 10, somewhere around in there.
And wake up is bright and early Tuesday morning, June 17th at 0300 hours or 3 a.m., followed by a continental breakfast and a trip to the Des Moines International Airport with a Boeing 737 becoming airborne at around 6 a.m.
Land in D.C. about 9 o'clock local time out there. Get on the tour buses and do all the things that we have to do. And anybody that's ever been to Washington, D.C., any one of these monuments is a half-day event. We're going to pick up all of them in a day.
And wheels up for the flight back home is at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time with arrival in Des Moines at 10:30 p.m. Central Time. A bus will then bring the vets straight home to Atlantic. Two successful businessmen, Roger Underwood and Jeff Becker, both of whom are natives of Atlantic, are funding the entire trip for up to 150 veterans of Southwest Iowa. The Freedom Flight is open to any veteran, not just World War II or Korean War vets, as was the case with the honor flights.
An actual official honor flight is World War II and Korea, and an official freedom flight is World War II, Korea, terminally ill, and Vietnam. We're calling this a freedom flight because folks know what that is, but we're kind of making our own rules. You can do that when you write your own check, but this is open to everybody. I've got 23, 24-year-old Afghanistan vets. I've got 85-year-old World War II vets and everybody in between.
About a dozen guardians with special skills will accompany the veterans once they get on the trip, rather, and then once the plane gets to D.C., help them around. Some of the guardians will themselves be younger veterans who are taking the trip and serving as a helper to their older comrades. Livengood said he still wants veterans interested in taking the trip and or those interested in helping to prepare for the event to contact him at 712-243-5445. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning, Elda Gaskell, age 103, of Audubon, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Elda Gaskell will be today at 11 o'clock at St. John's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Raleen Roll, age 82, of Stewart, died Monday. Funeral services for Raleen Roll will be today at 11 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Don Lynam, age 92, of Indianola and formerly of Greenfield, died April the 6th. Memorial services for Don Lynam will be held today at 2 o'clock at the Village in Indianola. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Shirley Lou Nissen, age 79, of Minden, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Shirley Lou Nissen will be on Monday at 10 o'clock at the Minden United Church of Christ. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Louise Holland, age 92, of Greenfield, died Tuesday. Memorial services for Louise Holland will be on Monday at 1:30 at the Emanuel Lutheran Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Christopher Long, age 26, of rural Stewart and formerly of Panora, died Wednesday. Memorial services for Christopher Long will be on Tuesday at 10:30 at the First Christian Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Herbert Hansen, age 89, of Brayton, died Wednesday. A celebration of life service for Herbert Hansen will be this Wednesday at 11 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Gladys Ocker, age 81, of Linden and formerly of Ankeny, died Wednesday. A private graveside service will be held for Gladys Ocker. The Johnson Family Funeral Home, Stewart Chapel, has arrangements. Jack Rogers, age 80, of Manning, died Friday. Services for Jack Rogers are pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. And Clara Simons, age 80, of Harlan, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Clara Simons are pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton. That is a check of our news and funeral announcements. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.